Mix 94.7 KMCH 810 on your Monday morning. Tis that time of year where we get out and get festive and just celebrate all that is on the holidays. And Monticello, no exception. They're going to be doing it in a big way Saturday. Jacob Oswald joins us from Monticello Parks and Rec. How are you this morning, good sir?
I'm terrific, terrific. Thanks for having me here.
Would you consider yourself more of a Leslie Knope or more of a Ron Swanson when it comes to the Park and Rec department there in Monticello?
Can I say a little bit of both?
You could. You could.
I'll go that.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
Good. That's a good mix right there is what that is.
Gotta have balance.
Exactly. Let's talk a bit about the big weekend for you guys, Saturday. Just run me through everything we're going to get to look forward to.
Well, it's the second year we've ever done this, so a little bit bigger and better than last year.
Okay.
We'll have Santa and Mrs. Claus this year.
Okay.
Inside. Last year was a little bit chilly. You know,
about, these are things you learn from year one to year two.
10 degrees last year. So we're looking at some good weather, but they'll be inside this year. Our downtown's getting involved, decorating their windows, hot chocolate,
okay.
Light tour, touch a truck.
Oh,
people are kind of curious, what's touch a truck?
What's touch a truck?
So we've got some local EMS vehicles downtown. They'll park, light them up. Some implement dealers will bring some tractors, combines, stuff like that for kids to kind of climb on, hopefully get a military vehicle down there.
So not just touch a truck, but touch a very expensive truck.
Very expensive truck. So be really cool. A memorial luminary display.
Okay.
So a good way to remember some loved ones. Yeah. Can pick up some bags at some local places there and decorate them. We'll get some lights in those. So a neat way to remember those that we maybe have lost this year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a light tour through town. Jellystone is allowing us to use their little trailers. So,
cool.
We've got the Jones County supervisors that are going to haul some people around town and get some
good.
Get
finally,
some of those areas.
Finally, a county that makes their supervisors do
love
something.
It,
good
it.
For you guys.
Fortunately, my father is on one of them.
Exactly.
So whole family into it too.
You had to.
Our library is involved as well. So some holiday crafts up there.
Good.
Some gingerbread houses, all that kind of stuff.
It's like that Hallmark movie stuff, is what it is.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. A lot of people getting involved.
Jacob, tell me now, what time does all this stuff get kicked off? Is it a daytime or is it a nighttime event?
So the day starts at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
The event runs from 4 to 7. We'll have a meal served in the VFW hall, so mac and cheese and pulled pork.
Nice.
Really crazy, but people loved it
last
year, so we're bringing it back.
Why not?
So that starts at 4 o'clock. Santa, however, do want to make this clear, 5 to 7.
Okay.
Santa will be from 5 to 7, but the event's 4 to 7, First Street, closing it down.
Now, and from what I understand, Santa lands the sleigh up there in Monticello International right off 38, and you guys run them in,
We bring them in.
Because there's a lot of people, you don't want to land them right in downtown.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Lights and sirens.
For those of you who never knew, that's how it happens. He lands up there off 38 and all that stuff. What kind of group does it take to pull this thing off and make it happen?
A big one. Big one. Very, very fortunate with the group that we've got. We've probably got 10 to 12 volunteers that have helped piece this whole thing together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we get more and more each time.
And the cost to get into all this stuff?
Nothing.
What?
Free.
Wow. Are you allowed to do that?
Do
you have clearance?
We can.
Okay.
We
gotcha. Well, let's talk about parking, because this is all going to be kind of going right there on First. Mm-hmm. So obviously right there, where would you suggest people park, come into town and all that stuff?
And any of our side streets. So if you can park on like an elm or a sycamore, there's a parking lot right behind what most people probably know as the Tyson's Garden Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of a look at that as a public parking spot there.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the library parking lot will be closed, which is part of the event. That's where our luminary display is going to be. So we want to close that down to allow people to walk through and not get run over.
Yeah, exactly.
Not get run over by reindeer.
Exactly. You don't want to get run over. Wants to get like a luminary who's listening around the Monticello area, say, hey, we would like to do that in honor of somebody. How do they go about doing that?
They can go to Cardi's in Monticello,
okay.
Fairway, or the Dollar Fresh store. They can pick those up there, then drop them off Friday before noon. We'll get them picked up and get them put out Saturday morning.
And then be downtown by 4 o'clock is when everything gets kicked off this Saturday and all that stuff.
Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
It sounds exciting.
It
That's
is.
What I love about all these small towns that we grew up with still do these small town traditions, and it's awesome.
Absolutely.
Before we go, any dirt on Swish over there? Anything we can say on
not
the
that
air?
Not that I can say on air.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we got his attention now. He never listens to the show until he hears his own name. Yeah, see how it is, yeah.
Love you, Swish.
Well, don't get that carried away. He's not that great. No, thanks for coming in,
absolutely.
Jacob.
Appreciate
our best to
me.
You guys. Facebook page or anything we can get more last-minute info?
Facebook page. Go to our Monticello Parks and Recreation page. We do have an event, and then we look forward to having KMCH.
Yeah,
at the event as well.
I think either Eric or Swish is going
to
be there. One of the two.
Look forward to having you
guys. I'm not allowed back into Monticello.
Unfortunate.
It was a bad breakup, and it's not important.
Maybe next year.
Maybe if she drops the charges. I'm kidding. Jacob, thanks for coming in this
morning.
Appreciate you.
Thank
you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
You as well.
Full details, website, you know where to go, kmch.com. Swish has sports coming up next.